This is 89.1 WEMU, and tomorrow is a day when family and friends gather together to feast and to reflect on all of the reasons to be thankful. Some holiday celebrations are more bountiful than others. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, and today we're going to look at the increasing levels of food insecurity and perhaps find more reasons for gratitude among the fortunate among us and an appreciation for those who are working to give those in need. Eileen Spring is president and CEO of Ann Arbor-based Food Gatherers. She's seen firsthand the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic and ensuing inflation in consumer prices. Now take a moment and think about the amount of leftovers we all create and the amount of food that gets thrown away. Well, putting food waste to work and addressing food insecurity not only helps people, it helps the environment. As a result, Food Gatherers is busier than ever. Eileen, thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's look back before 2020. How much food was Food Gatherers putting out into the community prior to the start of that pandemic?
So in fiscal year 2019, we distributed 6.5 million pounds of food. And in fiscal year 24, which ended for us in June, we distributed 9.9 million pounds of food, a nearly 27% more than the previous year. So all told, compared to pre-pandemic versus now, we are distributing 50% more food throughout Washtenaw County.
Well, since 2020 and the pandemic, we've seen food prices spiral in the U.S., up over 23%. Rents, mortgages, interest rates, all higher. Transportation costs continue to go up. We know those are factors in the growing demand. Are there other factors that maybe we're not considering that contribute to food insecurity in our community?
Well, certainly people who are accessing pantries, both locally and everywhere, are speaking a lot around the housing costs and the housing shortages. So that's all part of just how it's much more expensive than it was for people prior to the pandemic. And I would note that Washtenaw County has for a long time been quite expensive. Many folks who go to pantries are working, but they just can't get enough resources to often, you know, pay, meet the rents, deal with unanticipated costs or expenses. And so it's quite challenging.
Well, Food Gatherers began as a food rescue operation, and there is a clear and defined mission and the services provided as a result. But because of increased demand, the organization now has to purchase a good portion of the food it provides to the community. What is the ratio between rescued and purchased foods for those who are struggling with food insecurity?
That's a great question. So Food Gatherers was actually launched Thanksgiving week in 1988, so this is a particularly important time for us of the year. And we were just doing food rescue at that time, but as we collaborated with other organizations, we assumed the operation of the local food bank. And through that mechanism, we have access to federal food programs. And so that is part of our mix, if you will. So last fiscal year, about 22% of the food that we distributed was rescue food, and a higher portion is food that is through the federal resources, right, through USDA programs. And increasingly, because the demand has risen so much, we have to fill the gap with purchasing food. So we are purchasing significantly more food than we were prior to the pandemic.
Issues of the Environment and our conversation with Food Gatherers President and CEO Eileen Spring continues on 89.1 WEMU. You note the vast amount of increases in the food you have to purchase now. What kind of impact is that having on the annual budget at Food Gatherers?
Yeah, so we're purchasing more than 2.5 times the amount of food and much higher cost than we did prior to the pandemic. And so that is forcing us to really, you know, reach out to the community more, to get support, to reach out to local government entities. The good news, bad news is that, you know, we have been doing our food rescue work for so long that we are pretty much tapped into the market. We are on about 68 weekly food rescue routes. We're going to pretty much every grocery store in town multiple times a week. So we are really squeezing everything we can out of that resource. The only way we can get more food is through government programs and or purchasing.
And how big a part of those government programs is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP program?
So Food Gutters really has nothing directly to do with SNAP, since that is a program people can access, but it's a hugely important program for the safety net. And just to give you a sense, for every meal that a food bank distributes, the SNAP program distributes 9. I mean, 2/3 of the people who get SNAP are kids, or they're seniors, and they're people with really low incomes. So it's a very important program, and we certainly help people learn about it, and we'll help them navigate their application. Like during the pandemic, there was an extra SNAP allocation allowed for a while, and it made a big difference, and we can see it in real-time data. And since that went away, all of our programs pretty much are seeing 50% more people coming. So it's a great indication of the importance of the federal safety net. And a program like Food Gathers is really meant to expand and contract as the community needs us. Since 2019, we have been expanding and not contracting. And that is really putting some major strain, really, on the privately supported charitable system. We do need to have better policies to address people's basic needs like food and shelter.
We're talking with Eileen Spring from Food Gatherers on a pre-Thanksgiving edition of WEMU's Issues of the Environment. In addition to addressing hunger and food insecurity, the food rescue operation has distinct environmental benefits. Was that a planned part of the Food Gatherers' mission?
I think so, yes. I mean, it was certainly an inspiration. You know, Paul Saginaw, one of the co-founders of Zingerman's, was inspired by seeing people rescuing food in New York City from a photo shoot. And he's like, gosh, we could do that. I think over the years, we have defined our food rescue program as in service to hunger relief. So early on, we would be rescuing every bagel in town.
They'd
be hard in 24 hours. So we got a little more, you know, sophisticated and really tried to focus on food that would be both nutritionally and economically valuable for the individuals that we serve. And so we're really focusing on getting grocery items, right? Fresh produce, prepared foods, really good, wholesome stuff that is of a nutritional value and economic value to people. I mean, healthier food is more expensive. And so that's a big part of our mission. And about 60% of all the food that we distribute, based on our own nutrition policy, is 60% protein or produce.
And by redistributing the food that way and keeping it out of the landfill, it prevents a good deal of methane from being produced as that food waste decomposes. Is there any measure by which you can determine the impacts of that part of your operation? I mean, that has climate change implications.
It certainly does. We haven't really computed that, but I can share that it is part of the environmental movement, right, to reduce food waste. Food waste occurs on every part of the food chain, if you will. A lot of it's household waste, actually, but we're focused more on the grocery farmer angle of
retail business community, right?
Yes.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and the December holiday season is right around the corner. Do major holidays create extra demand at Food Gatherers?
You know, the demand has been so high and steady for so many years now that actually during this time of year, there are more places that do like a special meal for Thanksgiving or special, you know, distribution that they only do at the holidays. So in a way, there's a little more available to families who are looking for assistance. But yeah, our demand is high. It's high in the summer. It's high in the winter.
What is your level of optimism in seeing the trends start to change and go back down as to the number of people who are food insecure and hungry in Washtenaw County?
Well, I am trying to be optimistic. I think there is a lot of uncertainty in government right now, right, with the changing administration about what programs will be preserved or possibly cut. And so that creates a lot of anxiety, I think, for many of us. I also think that still people really aren't aware about the level of need we have been experiencing. And just to give you, you know, a sense that if we were to count every person in every household each time they received services that Food Gatherers provided, we reached more than 1 million people during the year. That's enough to fill the University of Michigan Stadium 9.5 times.
That's frightening.
So that's like a really staggering image to imagine, right, that that many people are relying on our community safety net. And I just encourage people to continue to support Food Gatherers and the 140 different programs that we work with throughout Washtenaw County.
Well, let's hope for the most optimistic of outcomes as we move forward. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Eileen Spring, President and CEO of Ann Arbor-based Food Gatherers. For more information and all the links you'll need, stop by our website at WEMU.org when you get a chance. And let's take just a moment as we approach Thanksgiving to appreciate the work that Food Gatherers and the team of staff and volunteers are doing in the community. We should give thanks for that work. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.